Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Ginny, I'm really excited for our next guest who's joining us live here on the show. He is Australian TV royalty. Could you put that?
I'm going to bow down.
Bow down. All Saints Blue Heelers. Going way back, going back to some of the popular shows, and now he stars as Rob on Channel 10's Wonderland, 8:40 Wednesday nights. Please give it up for the very talented Ben Mingay.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Ben, first of all, thanks for the mutual Twitter follow. You've upped my followers by one. Secondly...
Oh, well, I'm glad I could do that.
She loves her Twitter, Ben. She loves her Twitter.
Ben, also, like Adam mentioned before, you know, you have been across an array of Australian TV, being Blue Heelers and All Saints. What do you think makes Wonderland different from those two? What's the experience been like?
Well, I think, like, you know, back when I did Blue Heelers and All Saints, it was just kind of little guest roles, you know, that was when I was starting out in sort of television. And Wonderland, it's much more current, I think, than those shows. And also, it's kind of a different vibe. I mean, it's all obviously shot on the beach, and there's a lot more sun and surf and that sort of thing. And I think it's a bit more sort of comedy in there, as well as some drama, you know. But yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm having a blast filming it with everybody, and you know, to film on Coogee Beach is the best location in Sydney.
I know, it's such a hard life.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. The early starts in winter when we're supposed to be pretending it's hot. It's pretty funny.
Oh dear, you must be turning really blue.
Yeah, we have shot the odd scene in the water where we. You know, we're supposed to be kind of like lapping up the sunshine when really we're shivering and about to get hypothermia.
Now, for those that actually know you and have followed your career over the past decade, besides TV, you've also been a man of the theatre as well, starring in Hair, Dirty Dancing, Jersey Boys in Sydney back in 2011.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did a lot of theatre. You know, that's kind of where I entered the industry because I did train opera voice at the Conservatorium of Music part-time when I was younger, so sort of crossed over into musical theatre, and then that sort of took me around the world with Dirty Dancing, and it wasn't only until just recently when I got back into TV on Packed to the Rafters, so...
That's right, and yeah. You were on Packed to the Rafters as well. God, you've done everything. You know, because we are Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, if any drag queens are listening, they're very jealous because you can sing, you can dance, you can act. You know, that's the trifecta. A lot of drag queens are looking up to you right now.
I've actually been in drag myself. I landed the role of Frank on Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on Broadway, and I had They fully dragged me up to for the final audition, which was hilarious.
I've got to say, how did you work it in those heels, Ben? Did you do okay?
I actually did okay. I seem to have a knack for walking in heels, and I actually I looked pretty good in the dress too. And they put like a ginger. I was a ginger. I had a ginger wig, and you know, it was really smoky eye makeup. And yeah, I probably enjoyed it a bit more than I should have.
Wow, Ben's turning it up in the studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Ben Ginger Gay. No.
All right, well, let's get to it. You're playing the fabulous character of Rob on Wonderland. Now, I've been an avid watcher of the series, and a little part of me broke a couple of episodes ago when Jade gave you back the key to the apartment and you gave her the globe, you know, something that she's always had her eye on. And it was quite dramatic a couple of episodes ago when you put the key in place of where the globe was. And I thought, oh, this can't be it. You know, there must be something more. But tonight's episode is the focus is on yourself and Jade again. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown, perhaps not, you know, not let out too many secrets, but what's actually happening tonight?
Well, tonight is kind of based around, I mean, Tom's having some issues with his family, but in terms of Robin, Jade and Colette and that sort of triangle, Jade actually, you know, she has a bit of a knack for I don't know what you'd call it, whether you'd call it an obsession, but she likes to shag outdoors, as it were.
Oh, hello. So
we actually attempt to shag in a tree outside Wonderland and get busted by the cops, so you can look forward to that.
Oh, wow. A bit of public nudity when you go astray?
Yeah, I don't think that was on your synopsis, but I'll let you know that one for free.
No, that wasn't. That's a bit of juicy gossip. I'm definitely watching tonight, that's for sure. And also, there's a bit of a, we understand from the synopsis that there's a bit of a barbecue going on, and there's a bit of maybe a cat fight or two?
Yeah, I think things kind of, you know, things kind of come to a head at the barbecue. Obviously, you know, Colette's at this barbecue, so Jay kind of, there's a little bit of rivalry between the two. And there's a little bit of fireworks at the end, which is always good for a watch.
Wow, sex and scandal.
That's all I'll say. I won't give it away too much.
No, definitely. If you do want to catch tonight's episode, it is entitled Saving Face. It's on tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10 Wonderland. Ben Mingay, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with the series, and we can't wait to see what eventually happens between you, Jade, and Colette. This could become a Days of Our Lives, Bold and the Beautiful love triangle forever.
Anything's possible, Adam, I'll tell you. Thanks a lot.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.